Thank you for downloading this week's episode of Commerce Forever. I'm your host, Britt Jones. We have such a great show in store for you today. Part two of the interview I had with Eric Redman and his family. It is a very inspirational interview, and I've been excited about putting part two out there for you because it is so good, and I really hope you're encouraged by it. Also, we have an interview with Dr. Taubert of Commerce City Schools this week, where she talks about the going-ons of Commerce City Schools for this month and what's coming up in the next few weeks. But first off, I want to give a shout-out to my sponsors. This week's sponsors are, they're incredible, and I truly believe in staying local, shopping local, doing business local. And so let's go over some of these sponsors. You've got Chris Edwards with Rodan & Field Skincare. Excellent company and an excellent person to be in contact with for your skincare. Simmons Heating and Air as well. Olivia Freeman with the Heart Degree Team, Keller Williams Atlanta Partners. Little Ward Funeral Home, Hyman Brown Insurance, Wilbanks Law Firm, and Life's a Party Rental Company. Like I said, shop local, stay local. That's what makes our town of Commerce, Georgia thrive. Also, we have a brand new Facebook page. It's facebook.com/commerceforever. Go to that Facebook page. Please hit the like button and join us as I will continually update that page and let you know some upcoming events, upcoming interviews, and all that good stuff. Now, if you are interested in placing an ad with this podcast, let me tell you, it's an effective way to get your business to many ears. And it's so cost effective. I mean, it is really, advertising with us, you get in front of many, many people on social media, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter. And you also get constant promotions on the Commerce Forever Facebook page. You get constant promotions on some other Facebook pages, like we are partnered with Main Street Commerce, which has well over 5,000 followers. Commerce City Schools as well, and Commerce City Schools has many followers, parents and students alike. And of course, the website of commerceforeverpodcast.com. There's many avenues of promoting and marketing with this podcast, and I'm so excited because the podcast has just it's just taken off. You know, it started back in January, and now we're into February, and the support and the downloads, the listens that I get each week from all the people in Commerce, and even people who have moved out of Commerce to another state, they are tuning in. So it's really cool to sit back and see all the people taking part in this podcast that's all about the unique and charming town of Commerce, Georgia, no doubt about it. So check us out on Facebook at /commerceforever. Hit the like button. Also check us out on the web at commerceforeverpodcast.com. You can also reach me on that website, or you can email me at bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. And I'll be glad to talk to you about placing an ad. It's like I said, it's very cheap. It's good rates, and you're getting in front of a lot of people. A lot of people listen to this show, and a lot of people follow the different Facebook pages that we are connected with. So do me a favor and check that out. Without further ado, let's sit back, enjoy the show, and we'll dive right into the interviews right after this. Well, our sponsors here on the podcast are the best of the best, and I have dealt with each one of these sponsors personally, and they are so caring about the community of Commerce, Georgia. And so I'm a big proponent of staying local, shopping local, and small businesses, helping out the small businesses. And so first off, I'm going to go through our sponsors this week, and check this out, okay? We got Simmons Heating and Air. We'll start with them. Simmons Heating and Air have trained professionals They care about the customers. Excellent customer service. You give them a call, they will be at your home as quickly as possible. And they get the job done. You know, they get the job done. I have used Simmons Heating and Air for over 10 years. And they are the best of the best. I can't brag on them enough. Maybe you're looking at upgrading your heating and air system. Give them a call. Let them walk you through those steps and point you in the right direction. One reason I love Simmons Heating and Air is because when you do call them, they make you feel important. You can tell that they really care about what is going on at your home with your heating and air system. And so give them a call. They are, like I said, they're very personable, very friendly, and they are prompt. They are right on it. You know, give them a call, and they will be at your home as quickly as possible. Simmons Heating and Air, right here in Commerce. And, of course, they have a Facebook page, Simmons Heating and Air. And so check them out there. And, yeah, just check them out before you go to anyone else, because right here in Commerce, they are the best of the best. And I truly believe that. Next, you got Olivia Freeman with Keller Williams Realty, the Hart Agree team, and Atlanta Partners. Olivia Freeman is an excellent realtor. Maybe you're in the process, or you're just thinking about buying a home. You're not sure, but you're thinking about making that big step in life. Well, one thing about Olivia, if you give her a call or email her, she can take you around and show you the homes in this area that are for sale and give you advice. You know, help you with making the decision of whether to purchase a home or even to sell your home. Maybe you're thinking about selling your home. Let Olivia give you a consultation. Let her give you her wisdom. And I'm telling you, the Hart Agree team, that's who I used when I purchased my home here in Commerce. And it was so smooth and so easy. They went above and beyond. And Olivia is so invested in this community with the schools, with the baseball team. She loves Commerce. And so give her a call. Maybe you are wanting to buy a home. Let her help you out. And maybe you're wanting to sell your home. Let her help you out. She can do it all. She goes above and beyond. Olivia Freeman, Hart Agree team, Keller Williams Realty, and Atlanta Partners. You can find Olivia Freeman, the Hart Agree team, on Facebook. And there, her contact information, her email is on there as well. And she has a beautiful home right now for sale in Braselton. Check that out. It's on her Facebook page as well. Then you got Little Ward Funeral Home. Little Ward Funeral Home has trained professionals. And number one, what stands out to me about Little Ward is that they are compassionate. And to be in that kind of work and that line of business, you have to have compassion. And I can tell you firsthand, those men at Little Ward Funeral Home care deeply about the citizens of Commerce, Georgia. And their professionalism is next to none. You know, they are so great at what they do. And they will help you with every step of the funeral process, and they will make it very easy for you, because it is anytime there's you have a funeral within your family, it's always hard. You know, it's never easy to say goodbye, definitely not, but they make that process so easy for you and your family. Give them a call. It's always good to plan ahead. They can give you a consultation as well, and so that your family won't be left with the burden of funeral expenses. They can give you a step-by-step plan as to how to make that not be a burden for your family. But it's always important to plan ahead, and that's with Little Ward Funeral Home right here in Commerce, Georgia. You got Hyman Brown Insurance. Hyman Brown Insurance Agency, of course, they do auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, life insurance, umbrella insurance, motorcycle insurance, you name it, they do it. And that's who I use. I use them for my auto and home insurance. And check this out. They have a way of looking at every single insurance companies, the ones you see on TV, and they will check for the best rate for you and your family, and they will find the lowest rate. They are so good at what they do. I can't recommend them enough. They will make the process of insurance smooth and easy, as it did with me. It was so quick, the way that they handled my auto insurance and home insurance. It was so quick and easy. I tell you, it's unreal how professional that Hyman Brown Insurance Agency is. And they have excellent agents, excellent staff. Can't recommend them highly enough. And of course, you can contact them right now at 706-335-3900. Let them put you with the right agent and let them shop around for you. Let them shop the best rates. And I can guarantee you, they will do that. All right, next we got Wilbanks Law Firm. Wilbanks Law Firm, right here in Commerce, Georgia. You've got attorneys Dylan Wilbanks and Aaron Moore. They are so good at what they do. I hung out with Dylan a couple of weeks ago, and he did a show with us on the podcast. He is a Commerce High School alumni, and so is Aaron. They are here in Commerce because they believe in Commerce. They believe in this community, our unique and charming community. And the citizens of this town, they want to help you with whatever legal process or legal situations you are in. And they do it all, you know. And so I recommend them, you know, stay right here in Commerce, talk to these attorneys, whatever the case may be. And, of course, you never know when you're going to need an attorney. Let them be the people that help you, okay? And like my other sponsors, these guys go above and beyond. And they make the whole legal process very simple and easy. And whenever you're going through some kind of process like that with attorneys, you know, it could be a headache, it could be a burden, but they make it so peaceful for you. They walk you through step by step, and they work on your behalf. They truly work on their behalf. And of course, their names alone speak for themselves. They are trustworthy, honest, and like I said, they really care about the people here in Commerce. And that's with Wilbanks Law Firm. Then we got my friend, Chris Edwards. Chris Edwards has a partnership and a business with Rodan and Fields, the skincare company. Now, Chris Edwards is also on Facebook, and you can find out more information about her business there. But if you've never checked out Rodan and Fields, you're missing out. I've got friends that use this skincare, their skincare products, and they are all satisfied. This line of skincare that Rodan and Fields came out with, really, it's a miracle worker, you know. But like I said, I have friends that use it, and they love it because they see results. And they have all kinds of different products that you can check out with Rodan and Fields. But give Chris Edwards a call, message her on Facebook. She is excellent at what she does. And not only that, but, you know, her being a friend of mine within this school system at Commerce City Schools, she is very personable. And she is so friendly. And, you know, she has a lot of wisdom when it comes to skincare. And who doesn't want good skincare, right? We need to take care of ourselves, take care of our skin. And she is the lady to contact. Chris Edwards, right on Facebook with Rodan and Fields. And to round us off, to end our sponsors this week, we got Life's a Party, and that's Eric Redman. Eric Redman is a guy here in town who went through a very awful accident, and he came out of that accident, and his life, of course, it was changed, but his life now, years later, his spirit, I guess, his spirit, his outlook on life is just so, you can learn so much from that, because it is, it's admirable. And Eric Redman and his mother and father, Bobby Redman, he's a councilman, and Angie, they started a business, and of course Eric is the one that wanted to do it, and they helped him start a business called Life's a Party, and it's a party rental company. Many of you have been to an event in this area where Life's a Party handled all of the party rental equipment, whether it was tents, chairs, bouncy houses. So whatever your event is coming up, especially in the spring, because that's when they start, you know, really getting busy, spring and summer, they do birthday parties. And like I said, they have bounce houses, which you know, they have the best bounce houses and inflatables in the area. And they have, of course, tent setups, chairs and tables. They do wedding receptions, wedding rehearsals, and they do weddings as well. You know, they handle all that. They do class reunions. They do backyard barbecues. They do get-togethers, reunions, you name it, they do it. And they got the best equipment. Also, they are so friendly and personable. Many of you know the Redman family already, and you know what I'm talking about. They care about the community big time. And, of course, Eric is such a huge fan of Commerce Tiger football. He's there every home game. And he has such a way of making you feel better about yourself. He's very encouraging and so friendly. And why wouldn't you want to use someone like that? So Life's a Party right here in Commerce for any of your party needs. Go ahead and start planning ahead. Check out Life's a Party. Let them come and help your event be the best it can be. I recommend them highly. All right, so Simmons Heating and Air, Olivia Freeman, Keller Williams Realty, Atlanta Partners with the Heart Degree Team, Little Ward Funeral Home, Hyman Brown Insurance, Will Banks Law Firm, Chris Edwards with Rodan and Fields, and a Life's a Party party rental company. All these sponsors, please check them out. They are all on Facebook. They have their own websites. You can go to their websites as well. Their contact information's on there, their email address. Go like their page on social media. I recommend all of these sponsors. Highly recommend them. Like I said earlier, I believe in staying local, shopping local, doing business with local merchants. That's what we should do. And that's part of being in this town, this unique and charming town of Commerce, Georgia. So, check them out. Thanks for listening to these advertisements. Enjoy the show. Several things are going on at Commerce City Schools this week. Tomorrow, you've got the Commerce Primary School Book Fair giveaway. And you've got girls soccer going to Georgia Military, CMS baseball against Habersham in Cornelia, and then you've got boys soccer at Georgia Military as well. And that's the girls start at 5, the boys start at 7, and CMS baseball is at 5 o'clock tomorrow in Cornelia. Also Friday, you've got the Varsity State Tournament in Macon. Good luck to our varsity wrestlers. And that's a big deal because, you know, wrestling at Commerce is one of the best sports we have, if not the best right now, because these kids are winning match after match after match. And it's so cool to sit back and see these kids earn their state rings. Really neat. So that's coming up, Varsity Wrestling State Tournament. Actually, it starts tomorrow, Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So 3 days in Macon. Good luck to our Varsity Tigers. Also on Friday, you've got CMS soccer against Prince Avenue here at home, and that starts at 4:30. And then Varsity baseball will travel to Oglethorpe. This weekend, you got CMS baseball versus Jefferson, and that is home. That starts at 11 a.m. And then at noon that day, you got JV baseball at Providence. So, a lot of things going on at Commerce City Schools. A lot of sports are starting to kick into full swing. So, we invite everyone in the community to come and support these kids. You don't have to have a kid or a grandkid or be associated with Commerce City Schools to come and enjoy a baseball game or a soccer match. Being part of a small community like Commerce, it allows us to have our own school system, and we encourage everyone just to come out and check it out. Check out these games and sporting events. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun being a part of a school system in a small town like this. So, if you have anything you want to comment on or check out about Commerce City Schools, go to our Facebook page, Commerce City Schools, and that is facebook.com/Commerce City Schools, excuse me. And you can also go to the website, of course, at commercecityschools.org. And there you can find links to the primary school, elementary school, middle school, high school, and Facebook links as well. So, without further ado, let's dive into the interview with Dr. Taubert. Well, today we are sitting here with Dr. Taubert of Commerce City Schools to talk about what is all coming up over the next few weeks at all four of our schools. How are you doing, Dr. Taubert?
I'm doing well, Brett. Thanks.
Let's go ahead and dive right into it. Commerce Primary is always doing something really spectacular, and I love their Facebook page because they're always posting pictures of the different activities that they're doing. So what all can we look forward to this month?
Sure. February has been actually a busy month at Commerce Primary. They hosted a special family night that they entitled Look at What We've Learned Night. And during this special night, they focused on our new Foundations program. It's a phonemic awareness program that we're actually doing in kindergarten through second grade. Also going on at the primary school, Mrs. Johnson has put together another book fair. And the dates for the book fair actually will be February 8th through the 15th. So if you have a child at the primary school and you haven't been by the book fair, please make sure you drop in and visit the book fair. Another thing that's going on that's incredibly important, it's already that time of the year when if you have a child that will be in pre-K next year, you need to go by the primary school between February 1st and the 28th and pick up a pre-K application.
All right, and then Commerce Elementary School has a lot going on.
They really do. They actually, last week, hosted a family math and science night. They kicked the night off with just a few songs from the CES Singing Tigers. During this special night, parents and students could visit classrooms and learn new math strategies and conduct a science experiment. All the families were able to take home an interactive math game that night. Then on Saturday, February 16th, this is something new, and it just sounds like a really, really neat idea. The CES PTO has planned a family dance from 6 to 8 in the high school cafeteria. There'll be a DJ and a picture booth and refreshments, and everything is free of charge. So that will be a lot of fun. Then on March the 16th, the CES Singing Tigers will actually perform the national anthem in Stegman Coliseum just prior to the Gym Dogs gymnastics meet against Utah. And so if you haven't had a chance to go out and see the Gym Dogs this year, that would be a good time to go and see not only the Gym Dogs, but also our students from Commerce Elementary School.
No doubt. Then at Commerce Middle School.
Yes, at Commerce Middle School last week we had the Spelling Bee. And our first runner-up was an eighth grader. His name was Declan Bethel. And the 2018-2019 Middle School Spelling Bee Champion this year was sixth grader Corbin Scoggins. And Corbin did a great job. He spelled some amazing words. And he was just really, really proud of himself. And it was good to see Corbin do such a good job. Also at the middle school, during the month of February, they hosted a Valentine's dance for the students and had a great turnout. So it's always fun to see the kids enjoy themselves at the Valentine's dance.
It really is. And give us some, what's coming up at, or what has taken place at Commerce High School?
Well, we just had the lockdown drill, just in an effort to keep our students as safe as possible. We think it's important for them to practice a lockdown drill. So in the event that we ever do have to have an actual level 3 lockdown, our kids and our teachers and our staff members will know what to expect and what to do. And mm-hmm. so we had the lockdown drill in all four schools, and it went very, very well. So I'm glad we had a chance to practice those drills. Also, one thing to think about, employment opportunities, is that time of the year when we're finishing out this school year, but we're also planning for next school year. So we have posted lots of employment opportunities on our website. Bus drivers, Brett, we're always in need mm-hmm. of bus drivers. So if you've ever wanted to become a bus driver for a school system, please consider it. Now would be a good time. If you're interested, you can get an application on our website. But even if you don't wish to be a full-time route driver, we're always looking for substitute drivers and people who would be willing to drive a bus just for extracurricular activities. Also this month, from February 25th through March 25th, we're going to be sending out our Title I parent involvement surveys. We have two Title I schools in our system, Commerce Primary and Commerce Elementary. And basically what that means is to be a Title I school, 40% of your student body qualifies for free or reduced lunches. And so we get federal dollars in the form of Title I dollars for those two schools. And one of the things that we are required to do as Title I schools is to get the feedback from parents in the form of the parent involvement surveys. So if you have not yet seen a post about the parent involvement surveys, those will be available in English and Spanish. And so we want to encourage our parents of students from Commerce Primary and Commerce Elementary to complete those surveys. Also, this is the time of year when we have lots of sports going on, baseball and track, soccer, golf, and tennis. So I encourage everyone to go out and support our spring sports. Pretty much every afternoon there is something going on. You can check our website for those schedules. And we would love to see more people come and support our spring athletes.
And that's right, because I always tell people in the community that may not have a child at one of our schools, we still love it that they come out and support our school sure. system in the sports.
Yes. And speaking of sports, congratulations to our wrestling team. Once again, they have done extremely well. We're proud of our wrestlers and our wrestling coaches. They just recently won the state duels championship. They participated in sectionals at Darlington. And this weekend, Britt, they'll actually compete for traditional state.
That's right.
So hopefully we will do that six times in a row. So mm-hmm. Good luck to them this weekend. Also, congratulations to our girls basketball team on a great season.
That's right.
I'm very proud of them for participating in the state playoff game on Friday. Not state playoff, I'm sorry, region playoff. Mm-hmm. And then other things going on, spring cleaning, we're doing that at the maintenance shop. And so Jason Martin is our maintenance director. And Jason has worked really hard to put together a list of surplus equipment that we have available from our school system. And so we're going to be posting that on our Facebook page and on our website. So if you're interested in that type of equipment, I encourage you to get in touch with Jason Martin. Also, Britt, we want to remind everybody that we will have winter break February 18th through the 22nd. We will have a winter break learning opportunity available for students at Commerce Primary and Commerce Elementary during that week. Mm-hmm. And so if you would like more information about that, you can contact Commerce Primary or Commerce Elementary.
That's right. And, of course, a big congratulations to Samantha Davidson as well for competing for state in swimming.
Yes, we are extremely proud. And, you know, that's really, I believe, the farthest we've had a mm-hmm. child go in mm-hmm. swimming. So we are very proud of Samantha. She's worked hard.
Yes.
And she's been swimming for a long time. So that has definitely paid off in her favor.
Wow. So we got a lot of things going on. It's always a great day to be a Tiger and to be part of our school system. And we thank you so much for hanging out with us today, Dr. Tauber, and letting us know what to expect over the next few weeks.
Yes, sir. I look forward to talking to you next month.
All righty. Well, everybody, we're here again for week two of my interview with Eric Redmond and his family. I'm so excited about this, Eric, and we're just going to jump right into it. You know, if you listened last week, you understand where we're at. And for Mr. Eric Redmond, June 12th of 03 was a day that really changed the course of your life. And I was reading a little bit of your biography. You'd been lifting weights for football that day. You'd been cutting the greens at Deer Trail Country Club. And you even went to the orthodontist.
Yes.
Tell us what took place.
So I left Commerce for Don Brown's house.
Don Brown?
Just outside town for a little swim birthday party. So I head down with that 326, head down that way, and somehow I lost control of my little Ford Explorer.
Ford Explorer.
It flipped end over end several times. I have no memory of what happened or anything. It just lost control somehow.
Do you remember being at the party? Do you remember that memory?
Nothing that day?
You never made it to the party.
Oh, you never made it to the party. Yeah. You were on your way. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if he's put that in there or not, but another thing he had decided to do after that day, he had a busy day. He got up early that morning.
It sounds like it.
I guess he cut the greens at dawn. You know, they go cut the greens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then he'd come back here and he went to weight training.
Uh-huh.
You know, you do two a day over there, whatever
yeah,
they are.
Because you're getting ready for football. Yeah.
And then he run to the orthodontist in Athens in the middle of the afternoon and come back. And he had told his best friend, Deanna Brown.
Oh, yeah.
She was having to make cheerleading signs for cheerleading. All this was going on for school. You know how you get together and do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was helping Debbie Brown teach swimming lessons.
Okay.
So she couldn't go teach that afternoon. So, again, radio had took him on another project to go do. He was going to go help Debbie for swimming lessons.
Wow.
But he got over there, and it had rained so hard that they had canceled swimming lessons.
So it rained that day?
Yes, rained that. You know, your summer afternoons are hard, rains,
sure.
And come and go. So he'd come by here, and he said, Mom, they canceled swimming lessons. He said, so I'm going to go on over to Don Brown's to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, be
And whose
careful.
Party was it at the Brown's?
Moose.
Oh, Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember played football.
Too. Yeah.
David Bray.
Yeah.
That was, I guess that was his birthday day. I'm not sure. I think it was. But anyway, they were all done talked about it that morning,
mm-hmm.
going over there that afternoon
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And Deanna was supposed to have been riding with him.
Wow.
And had he went to his swimming lessons and done swimming lessons and waited on her, she would have been in the car with him. But radio thought he would go on.
I just couldn't leave her for some reason.
So it was kind of meant for him to be by himself that afternoon in the car.
Yeah.
Then everyone got to the party and there was no radio there. But then they started calling back on his cell, had several messages, where are you? What happened to you? You know, where are you at?
So when they can't get a hold of you, what's going on with you and Bobby? What's taking place?
Well, the way Eric was found, his car was not visible from the road.
Yeah.
Nobody saw the accident.
Wow.
And a young lady that was going home from school in Athens,
mm-hmm.
That had graduated from high school a year or so earlier.
Lights count.
When she went by the area, that she said something just was... didn't feel right. There was a smell of burning rubber or something. Just wasn't right. So she went probably another mile or so past it, turned around in her driveway, came back to the scene and pulled over on the edge of the road and rolled her window down and heard radio playing in his car.
Radio playing in radio.
Yeah, the radio was still playing in the car. And she called 911 and then they showed up, of course, and down in the woods and couldn't find Eric because they thought one of the guys, Shane Cobb, when they actually lifted his car. It came to rest back on its wheels, but he lifted, they were lifting the car to look under it. They knew his car it was. I'm a retired fireman here.
You're at Comer, right. So, yeah.
You know, I was active fireman at the time, but I hadn't gotten home. Actually, I was home, but I had gone to a friend's to help work on a well pump that afternoon. Mm. He had called and asked for some help, so I didn't have my pager, and I didn't respond to the accident. So wow. I didn't even come in the house when I came home. I just left and went down there to help out with a plumbing issue. And I remember at some point in time, I heard a helicopter, and I looked up, and I knew that that was a life flight helicopter. And you know, I didn't know, still didn't know at the time what was going on, and about no more than a couple of minutes after I saw that helicopter, I got a phone call, and it was the fire chief, and he asked me where I was. And I told him where I was at. He said, you need to come home. Eric's been in an accident. He didn't say anything about a helicopter. Mm. But I knew that that helicopter only comes around for one reason. So actually, I came back home as quick as I could. And the fire chief and assistant chief met me here at home and took me to Grady Hospital in the Commerce Fire Chief's car. Angie and Erin, our daughter, was shopping at the time, and Angie will have to share where they were when she found out what was going on.
Yeah, we were all getting ready to go on vacation within 2 weeks. Uh-huh. So Erin was home from college, and she wanted to go by the gym and tumble for a little bit because she's getting ready for Clemson to go off to camp. And so we went by the gym over at Approach here and let her tumble a little bit, and she said, let's run out to Discover Meals. I want to look for some items to take on vacation. Yeah. And that's where we were. We had just gotten our car, and that goes to tell you, you know, the timeline and how much technology's gotten better, because back then your phones didn't pick up a lot in the malls and stuff. Mm-hmm. It would drop the calls, or you wouldn't hear it or whatever. I don't even think we had text message back then. Mm-hmm. You just have a missed call. Mm-hmm. And when she and I both got in the car, we both had missed calls from my brother, Debbie, just like, it was overwhelming, the missed calls that was coming on.
Oh, word.
So I think right when we got in the car, my brother called back and said, where are y'all? We've been trying to get you. And, of course, she shared we'd been in the mall and we'd got back in the car. I'm thinking this was about 8-something in my mind. I'm thinking it was 8-something. And she said, or Erin said, Tommy said that Eric's been in a real bad accident and we're on our way to get y'all. Well, I'm thinking, I said, tell him it's okay. We'll meet him at BJ3. We're okay to drive up the road and come that. And they said, no, he's been airlifted to Grady. I kept thinking burn. You know, I'm thinking about Grady being a burn unit or something. I don't know. I just kept thinking, oh, did he get burned somehow? You know, I'm just still not thinking it had to be that bad. You know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, somehow he got burned or something, you know. And they said, don't leave. Y'all don't leave. We're coming right there to get you. And by then, it was kind of getting dusty dark, and I don't know the timeline. I know it was done dark and stuff when we finally got there. But I remember thinking, had he passed by me, you know, in the air, they said he was being airlifted. And as soon as we walked in the door, it so happened that Tommy come on and drove us and left his car there. I mean, he drove us on in. And about the time we got to the door, Bobby was getting out of the car.
Yeah, we actually got to the hospital remarkably and went through the door at the same time.
At the same time.
So what about that?
So, you know, and from then on, it was just... Yeah. Just that
and I don't, you know, none of us knew exactly how bad it was because, you know, Johnny Eubanks was the fire chief and David McCoy was the assistant chief. And on our ride out there, we did call Grady a few times. And, you know, all they would say was, he's still alive. You know, he had gotten there and he was alive. And I knew it was bad because the lack of information that they were telling me, you know. But, you know... we got there, and, you know, Grady did what Grady does. They saved Eric's life.
Wow.
So. They took us into a little small room, and I really thought then they were going to get us together and tell us, you know, what family had made it there, and me and Bobby and Eric, or Erin was there. And they come in and just talked to us just briefly, said we had to come in and sign some papers right quick. He had to go into emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. That he was bleeding internally, and that was about it. We went around the hall, seemed like, to sign the papers, and that's when they told us that they would be putting a probe, ICP probe, in his head. That's the first we've heard that he had a brain injury.
Mm-hmm. Mm. when y'all, I just can't imagine. I mean, you actually got that phone call that
that nobody just don't want to get.
Yeah.
That we pray when we see or we hear now that someone's getting that. I just stopped and prayed and I said, please be with his parents or her parents or the family. Because mm-hmm. that's that sudden call that you're rushing.
The doctors.
Just pray for everybody.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. So, Grady. Y'all have nothing but good things to say about Grady.
Grady saved his life. Yeah, it was experience within itself to be a Grady, you know. But really? They take care of you, like you said about the IC probe is a probe uh-huh. that they have to drill a hole and put through the skull
right.
that monitors the pressure. That's going on mm-hmm. that your brain's doing.
Yeah.
Well, all I can remember from that is you know the doctors that were talking to us and there were. Several doctors talking to us at the time because Eric had some internal injuries going on, and of course he had some broke vertebrae.
Yeah,
I think he said one of his ankles or leg or something was fractured. A lot of things going on, but I guess the brain surgeon is the one that caught my attention the most when he said I'm gonna need to put this ICP probe in his head to see how much his brain is swelling, and Brett, this kid. Didn't need to shave every day. And the only thing I could ask them was, and you've done this before. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's you know. But unfortunately, he'd done it hundreds of times. So, you know, all those doctors get a lot of practice with trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're fortunate even where we live, you know, to have that place.
Great, yeah, yeah.
But at that point on, they told us, they said after surgery got over, and I don't know, it was his spleen, so they had to remove his spleen. That's where the internal uh-huh. was coming from, and uh-huh. had a collapsed lung. And wow. The next time I got to see him,
did you get to see him that night?
We got to go in and see him. They said you can go in and see him for just a minute before we take him into surgery. So we got to see him before he went into surgery. You know, he looked like he was laying there asleep.
Really?
He was really calm. Well.
He was, he would jerk a little bit. Bobby said that's the body in shock or something. I don't know who'd do that a little bit. But he looked like looked like he'd walked through a briar patch. Uh-huh. His legs looked like they were all scratched up. Of course, later on, we found out that he did get out of the car and tried to walk in a different direction because then he fell out because the type of brain injury he had, they said your...
coma was a safety mechanism for the brain that it didn't shut down instantly. It started shutting down slowly. The coma came on slowly and not just all of a sudden.
You got out and walked.
So he got out and walked. Had one flip-flop on and one was left in the car. So somehow he...
5-10 feet from the car somehow.
Jeez.
But we got to see him just a minute. Like yeah. I said, he looked like he was laying there really not mm-hmm. cut up. Mm-hmm. You know when I, you know how you, mm-hmm. I mean, you really just looked like he was asleep yeah. laying there, not, you know, I know Bobby.
Well, it didn't look like somebody that had a brain injury.
Right.
Right.
You know, it was an enclosed injury. There was right. no open wound to his head.
Yeah.
But at that point on, then surgery went on, and by then it was done getting in the morning time before,
uh-huh.
you know, we got through the surgery and everything. And I would say by then there was hundreds of people from Commerce
at the hospital.
Yes, they moved us from that the little waiting room there into a bigger one. They said we're just not used to this at Commerce, and they said some of them have to go to another one. Something they all stand right here, and we called it Camp Commerce. Began then, Camp Commerce was there.
Well, that's where Team Radio started.
Yeah, Team Radio started.
That's where Team Radio started.
Yep, cool. It started.
And I think there was probably more people than that. They said at the. At the fire station,
because that's where they would go to get information, right. you know, because they knew the chief and then was out there with us, and they was trying to find a place that you could gather to find out information. Mm. Just think about technology, still had to call. But when he come out of surgery, I would say that he probably had probably 30 or 50 tubes in his body at that time. So many tubes that I just like, yeah, it was just overwhelmed. They said, we'll go hour by hour. Minute by minute, hour by hour. And if we make it 8, we'll go 10, 12.
Mm.
You know, it was just each time we could go see him, every hour we could go see a minute, we just come back and just started timing it and just praying, let us get to see him one more time, you know. So,
Is it,
it was just really,
I'm surprised you didn't just black out yourself.
Yeah, there's so much of it, I just don't remember. You just went through the motions for the first couple of days. You just literally go on the motion, you know. I know my blood sugar would drop a lot, and I know Becca would always be standing there to give me a piece of candy when I come back out, you know, to get me back up. But old tough Eric, he made it his 48 hours. And 48 hours, and then after that, I guess they moved him to another unit. He stayed in there.
But it was still in ICU, but it was a little more of a step down. But he still had, you know,
long way to go.
All the hoses and cords and probes. About a week later,
then they go in and they took the trach out, and he went in surgery and had a. Well, back then he was on the ventilator, so they took the ventilator out but put a trach in that would help him breathe, and then changed out from. Having the all the feed all that in there to put a permanent feed tube in his side, so changing things out from being that to what he would need for a while, and got the probe out of his head, and they got ready to, after they took the probe out of his head, then they could take him and do a CT scan, I guess. Yeah, they could do MRIs at that point, but then they could take it out because they couldn't do it as long as you had that mutt that in your head. So when they went and done that, they come back and they didn't like what they saw. He had been on a lot of blood thinner because he'd been had the surgeries and everything. And it was showing that he was having.
There was some, I guess, lack of a better medical term. It was like a small blood clot near the base, the brain stem, near that. And that's what had caused the injury. We didn't know this until they could actually do the scans.
Yeah.
But it, the injury was actually caused by his head whipping forward. And the artery in the back of his neck that goes through a hole in your skull. That before that, I didn't even know you had artery back there. But it pinched for a split second. And then that, when it, I guess the sudden burst of blood, the pressure from it feeding into the, near the brain stem area of the brain, is what caused just a very small, small amount of swelling that actually caused, but it's, it's where it was located. The area of the brain near the brain stem, the most protected area of the brain is what is where his injury was at. So that's why there's really no swelling. The you know they couldn't even see with that probe the monitor the swelling never went up. I mean the pressure in his inside his skull never got never went up. And they couldn't figure it out then themselves until they. Were able to take the monitor out and do that scan.
But at that time, they were still kind of throwing off little blood clots or whatever. You know? And so they come back and told us that they couldn't do surgery. Just really wait and see, but wanted us to sign a paper to put him on another thinner that could take his life, could or could not.
Lord have mercy.
You know, it was all, okay, we thought we were getting better.
Yeah.
And a week later, all of a sudden, we you know think we're healing, getting ready to go, and pretty much thought within 8-10 hours he'd be gone one way or the other if they didn't get that fixed or didn't fix it. But again, we showed up. God showed up, God showed out. And when they come back, they called Bobby and Eric out to tell them. They said, we have no answers for you. What we saw earlier is not there. We said, we do.
Oh, wow.
We have the answers. That's the God we serve. And we know he's got a plan for
it. That's exactly right.
And that's when we knew Eric's going to get okay now. Yeah. You know? Don't know how long it's going to take us, but we know we're on the right road. You know?
So what? At what point after it happened did you finally wake up and actually remember that? Or how long did
you know,
it take?
That's kind of funny. And still to this day, you just don't. I was still thinking that too. I thought we'll get over to rehab. About another week later, within the next week, we got transferred to Children's. That's where we were introduced to Children for rehab.
Yeah.
He was transferred to the rehab floor. And he went from being in a coma on all these tubes to going over there, and they start pulling tubes up, and they have you in therapy the next morning.
PTRT, everything.
Yes, so they wake you up by stimulating you, getting you up. So you just don't wake up and go back to your, you know, life just don't pick right back up.
What was the first?
It was overwhelming to be over there then.
What was the first thing that he, after he came to, what was the first thing he said or what your first thing that he could do or say?
There, he pretty much was just really learning everything. He had to really learn to walk, talk, feed himself,
move
arms, everything.
Yeah.
the first word he actually said was after we come home.
Uh-huh.
He never learned to talk out there. He was over trying to talk, and then he started having spasms, and it was just, you know, really couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
We come home, and his friends started bringing him a Mountain Dew slushy. Used to go up to Presto's and get those Mountain Dew slushy. By then, he had passed the swallowing test, so I could start feeding him some. He still had the feeding tube, but could do that. But he almost got choked one afternoon when one of them was giving him some of it on a piece of ice. And next thing I know, in that coughing, choking, he said, "Mama." And I said, "Mary Beth, Easton, give him some more back then." You know, I said, "Give him another bite." You know, so so that was back in September. So I would say June, July, about 3 months before he really kind of start really seeing waking up.
Well, the only way before that he could actually answer commands was you could tell him to blink his eyes or thumbs up, give us a thumbs up.
He could do that.
Mm-hmm. But that's we were at home when he actually spoke.
Was it after he got home when you understood that you had been in a wreck, or is that how you started?
Yeah, I thought. I don't know, I was awake enough to understand anything.
Yeah, it was after we got home.
After you got home.
And I was trying to talk to him about it. The next morning, I think Bobby and I was there. And we was trying to kind of talk to him, buddy, you was in an accident. And then I let him tell you. You started talking about the what roads?
Streets of gold.
Well, he could only say just...
He said words.
His words were broken, and it wasn't like complete sentences.
Right.
So it would take sometimes
to put it together.
It would take 5 minutes to figure out that he's telling you he's hungry.
Yeah.
But he did put. He looked at Angie both, and I forget somebody else was here too. And during that time, and he still is, but he was very appreciative of everybody coming. He was thankful.
Mm-hmm. Very thankful.
Humble.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at us and said, "The roads." And then he had to take another drink of slushy and said, gold. He said, "Roads." And we said, "The roads are golden." And he shook his head, yes.
So I realized what he was talking about.
Yes, and then we realized what he said.
Wow. You know,
but,
so he wouldn't tell it. That's pretty much what he was fixed on.
Mm-hmm.
The roads are real. So, they're gold. And then he would say, "But I loved him more. I love Jesus more." And I said, "Buddy, we should love him more, but I'm glad he sent you back." He said, "I didn't want to come back." So he had his little brief. Mm-hmm. You know, they say when you're so low, you know, you've read other books and read by others that, enough to come back and share and tell.
When did you, as a mom, when did you fully grasp what he got to see?
Bobby looked at me. I think Bobby was the nicest. Because I kept thinking he was trying to talk about where he had his wreck. And Bobby looked at me and he said, "He's talking about heaven."
Yeah.
And he said, and then he did a thumbs up. And he kept doing a thumbs up, you know. He couldn't get it out, but he could tell us in his expressions. Sure.
But we did share that story because we went back to the hospital shortly after that.
Okay.
For a round of therapy. So we shared that with one of the chaplains there at Scottish Rite.
Okay. Yeah.
And she had heard similar stories to that in the past about you know, being where she is and dealing with kids and but she said she told us typically those memories don't last as vividly as he remembers it right now for a long period of time. Because then it was like, you know, with the pureness that Eric spoke, he could almost paint you a picture with broken words, with not even full sentences.
Right.
And she was right. It you know, as he woke up more and was able to do more, those memories, I think, aren't quite as vivid as they were for that short period of time.
Wow.
I think
that was a pretty special period for all of us.
Oh, I bet.
Somewhere in his book, I had wrote down all the words that he used, and so they're in the back of his books, just how he taught for probably another 2 or 3 weeks or something. He just talked in words, you know. Beautiful, perfect. I love them. Did you thank them? You know, just simple words. Nice. Everything he did was, you know, was using those particular words or whatever. But I think in writing his book and that when he went back and revisited all this and looked at my notes and visited pictures, we took pictures of everyone at Faith. Mm-hmm. I think, Eric, is that not true, that you kind of realized that you really woke up the week that football started back?
Mm-hmm.
He got to go to a football game.
Oh, you did?
I did. That's my first real memory.
Were you going into your junior year or junior? Okay. Yeah.
So he really, you know, in talking with all this, we realized that he really remembers being back at the stadium that night, everyone clapping, feeling awake.
That's
my
first real memory.
Is it really?
Yeah. And we didn't realize that because we didn't know how much, you know, because your memory comes and goes so much during that time, and there's a different of a cognitive scales that you wake up to, and different times we took him back, they would say he's at the Rancho scale of this or whatever, and you're not fully conscious until you get to like 10 or something like that.
Wow.
We have that scale, but by that time I think he was about a 6 or something, which is responsive, cognitive, but not, you know, so, but yeah, that's... I think he really discovered that that's when he started really waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then we started adding schoolwork back because we went back out there and he started getting ready to go back to school and stuff like that, you know.
Did you go back your junior year or senior?
I went back junior year, like second semester.
Okay.
Sometime.
Right after. Yeah, we went back out to Atlanta and we spent... He got introduced into the day rehab, which does get you ready back for school.
Yeah.
We started that the week of Thanksgiving, and he stayed till the end of March. He actually graduated and finished up out there. So I think we were getting ready to go into spring break because that's always that first week in April. So he went back after that with a short, I don't know, maybe one or so class. I think in the afternoon we'd go to therapy in the morning. So he would come back at lunch and then do afternoon.
Eric get you a phone call.
Again, he went back to help. It worked out that that Wes Massey, one of our teachers over there today at the high school, Wes was still in college.
Okay, he was in college.
Yes,
yeah.
He was doing the morning. He had morning class, and he was available for the afternoons to come to the school and help Eric get to
school
and stuff. So
yeah,
so that worked out. He got to go back to school. And
well, there were some of the teachers that actually came out.
Oh, yeah.
To Scottish Rite, and went with Eric to school there. Coach Stevens, I think, was probably the liaison between our school system and the therapy program school they had there to keep, you know, to try to keep his classwork caught up as much as they could. And that was absolutely remarkable that they were able to do that.
Chat was a big help.
Yeah.
We had Jarvis coming. He was involved. Yeah. And I think at that time, then we got out to the end and we was trying to figure out if he stayed on college prep, would he need to stay. And they tried to get him to come down to Bow because that would be easier on him and he could finish a little bit sooner. But a little hard-headed Eric here. What'd you tell him?
I said, give me a chance to do college prep.
So you wanted to do college prep.
Did.
He didn't want to make no changes. He said, I've had enough stuff taken away from him. Give me a chance.
College prep.
And so he stayed on it and he graduated. And back then you had to take the, then you had to start taking the graduation test.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if the kids do today or not, but he had to pass all of them. Passed all of them. Except for the science. Science gave him a little bit of trouble, but he did end up passing that one, and he graduated. Wes Massey walked with him.
He
walked out there on his walker, and he graduated that night.
And
special.
That is awesome, and he's not too much older than you.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that he got
that
to do that.
Yes.
You know, speaking of that, it takes us into, you know, you weren't able to go off to college like your buddies. But look what, and let's talk about what God did. He started giving you this, I guess, vision and dream to start your own business. Tell us how Life's a Party came about.
Well, I think that we were sitting at the table here just talking one day. What do I want to do? I was just talking to it. I was still going to Atlanta like 1 or 2 weeks for therapy.
Yeah.
But I still... I wanted to do something more. I wanted to do the rest of the time. I sit around houses more than So just, I don't know. Well, somehow the rental business came in. I think Bob first.
Yeah, tell us how that came about,
well,
the rental business.
That's a really good question. And it's like everything else. It's kind of just, it was placed in Eric's life for reasons. So, Yeah, Eric's friends, about that time in Eric's recovery is when he had graduated from school, and you know, fall semester of college was coming up, and some of his friends were coming by, and they were going to off to college, and of course at that time Eric was no way with had a short term memory issue still working with him, no way he could actually go to college, so we I had kind of pitched that idea to Eric and Angie a few times
about a rental company.
Yeah. And because I said, well, there's nothing in our area that really does this. And, you know, it really, you know, we just get a few tables and chairs and Eric would enjoy it. You know, we'll just kind of go do that.
We thought, like, 200 chairs, maybe 10 tables. Yeah.
But over the next, I guess, few months, when I would come in from work, I could tell that they had been thinking about the rental company.
Of course, we use that as a way to get him on the internet, do his research, do his homework. He was still having some help with that. So we'd give him so many tasks to be done the day.
Yeah.
He had to write about them and do. So we use that as well as, you know, to keep him stimulated, keep, you know, doing stuff. And he said, I believe we're going to do this. He said, I believe we're going to do this. And you told us what was the verse that was used led.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we thought we were going to what's down the basement? What's down the basement? Radios, rentals, Eric's rentals, what?
So you're thinking of names, radios, rentals, yeah.
Tigers, you know, tigers.
So one day we go to church, you know, just regular church service, and the pastor preached on John 10:10.
John 10:10.
I come that you may have life and have it to the full. Life's a party.
He said, I think it's going to be life's party. Life's party. You know, God wants us to enjoy every single day to the fullest. We're not promised tomorrow. It's going to be life's party.
And when you first heard him say that, you thought that's the name.
Well, I thought it was a great name. And then we all thought, well, what is the probability of that name being available for a website or through the state for a business? And when we did the research and looked, there's no life support rental anywhere. So it was
in the United States, not just Georgia, but the whole country.
In the United States, there's none. Yeah.
Somehow that's available.
Yeah. So we got the name and started from there, and actually.
And that was about 2005. I know Eric graduated in 2005, but I mean 2008. So that took us about 3 years. I know Eric had a few little surgeries. So the anniversary again, the anniversary of his 5 years, that was his goal to kind of kick off having some equipment to go and everything. And Eric, tell him we got a phone call one day.
Oh, we did. We got a phone call. I have no idea to this day how they knew about us, how they.
Because y'all were still getting it off the ground,
still getting
off.
Everything had not come in.
Sure.
If I was to wear an order or something, I said, hello, is this Eric? You know, I've heard that you guys are maybe looking into a rental business. It's a church in...
down in Isla, Georgia.
I said, you know, we have a little party, you know, tents, tables, chairs, everything. Would you be interested in helping us rent that? We said... sure.
We like, sure, but sure. We hope we get us a tent in here. So
we have stuff for you.
Yeah. So that was in June, and then they had that coming up in the middle of July. And so that was where Life's a Party first job.
That's awesome.
Again, we felt like that was the and good Lord telling us it was going to be okay to do this. Like I said, it was...
And it has grown. It has grown. Y'all do several events now, don't you?
Pretty good little business.
Yes.
And we weren't going to get into the inflatables. We were just going to do tents, tables, and chairs.
Yeah.
Did not order those at first. And then the next year, of course, all the churches, we got in with churches started and for field day, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the next year, he ordered him some more stuff. So got him a little truck, and he calls your little truck, well,
Betsy.
Betsy. Right. Yeah. Betsy. Yeah. And again, he has been so blessed with all the guys that has been put in front of him to work for him. Started off with all three of the Streetmans, from the Streetman boys that play football up the road here. Taylor worked 5 years. He started helping us. Jared Howells worked with us. I don't know. All of them, if they graduate, I think Coach Brown just tells them, go work for Eric Redmond. We got Cole Burchett working for us now. We've had Jake Love working for us.
Dylan Haggard.
Dylan Haggard.
Yeah.
Cody finally retired last year. They either go on to college and finish or move on.
Yeah, because Cody worked for you for a while.
Yeah, he did too.
That's what
he,
yeah.
So we again, I just feel like there again, this Lord's just laying these, you know, these young men to work for Eric and help him. And
yeah,
I think he takes pretty good care of them. He goes with them on truck, make sure they. He's the back lift guy.
Yeah.
He makes sure they don't leave it on to run the battery down and stuff.
Sure.
And he'll tell them if they've got it on there, if they hadn't got it buckled down correctly. And I think he puts the on the tent, don't he walk around and hold on and does the
ties? He ties all the straps. He has his jobs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I love that you have your own employees. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. anything else you want the people to know, Eric, before we head off here?
Just our public community at the City of Commerce, Texas County, and surrounding areas for supporting me and all my old adventures.
Yeah, the City of Commerce has supported you, hasn't it?
Jackson County. We just, even, you know, Jefferson's always been good to us as well. You know, I tell people all the time, I said, I don't think we can move Eric Rudman out of Commerce, Georgia.
You're here, son. You're stuck.
And, he's been a community project, and now all of his little things are community invested.
I love it.
We just appreciate it all, as Eric will always say. What do you say when you tell everybody you just what?
Appreciate it.
Not appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
That's a Deer Trail thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And you love going to Commerce football games, don't you?
I do.
I mean, that's still in your blood.
I try to go every week.
Yeah.
Football games, Friday nights.
And I think he tries to still instill in what running down on that hill on Friday night means, you know?
Yeah.
It's a big part of
it. Yeah, because you spoke to several football teams over the past several years, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah. That's encouraging. Well, guys, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. It's been
a dance.
Yeah, man. 2 weeks in a row with you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all have a great week. And of course, you can go to Amazon.com for the book, Life's a Party. Or you can also contact Eric or Angie on Facebook, and they have books available here locally. So.
And Jaymore carries them.
And Jaymore. Jaymore Farms out of 85. Yeah, they carry the book. Well, good deal. And
they'll get the whole story through that book.
And when you see him out in public, he'll sign it. He'll sign an autograph. Well, good deal. Y'all take care and have a blessed. I pray for blessings over your business. Yeah, man. All right. Well, y'all take care.
All right, thank you.
A brand new listing just became available in Braselton, Georgia, with Olivia Freeman of the Hardegree team, Keller Williams, and Atlanta Partners. Check this out. It's at 726 Sienna Valley Drive. It is a swim and tennis community. It has a full, unfinished basement, 5 bedrooms and 4 baths. The home is beautiful inside and out. You can also check her out on her Facebook page, Olivia Freeman, the Hardegree team, Keller Williams, and you can see a video that has been put together of the inside and outside of this home in Braselton. Contact her today at 678-622-0877 or email Olivia at oliviafreeman@kw.com. It is a beautiful home, 726 Sienna Valley Drive in Braselton, a swim and tennis community. Well, thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Commerce Forever. I hope you really enjoyed the interview with Eric Rudman and his family, just to get to know them a little better, and it's awesome to hear their story, where they've come from, where they are now. Please visit us on the web at commerceforeverpodcast.com, facebook.com/commerceforever. You can also email me, like I said earlier, at bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. Send me some suggestions. Who would you like to hear interviewed that's been a part of this community? Pretty cool, huh? Well, next Wednesday, got a special episode, the interview with Mr. T. Graham Brown, country music singer, and we'll hear his story and his connections to this area. And many of you already know who T. Graham is. Some of you are even related to him, I'm sure. But, yeah, that's next Wednesday, the special episode with Mr. T. Graham Brown. I hope you enjoyed everything we had to offer today. Be sure you check out our sponsors. We have the greatest sponsors ever. If you're interested in also becoming a sponsor, email me, bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. And you can also find me on the website as well. Have a great week. Be blessed. And I will be right back here next Wednesday for an interview with Mr. T. Graham Brown. All right. See y'all later. We'll be right back.